Now, after several deaths, injuries and accidents on an incredibly busy road that runs through the Cotswolds, one local councillor says enough is enough. Paul Hodkinson is the councillor for Boughton and wants to make sure that the A429 is a priority. He cites several issues with the road, particularly between Cirencester and North Leith. Paul joins us on the phone this morning. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Mark.
So, just quickly, explain exactly what your issue is or what you think the main issues with the A429 are and why therefore it's making it so dangerous.
Well, there are three issues in my mind. First of all, as you mentioned, there is this history of accidents. I mean, that goes back a long time. But actually, just this year, 2015, there have been four deaths in the stretch between just north of Cirencester and just north of Northleigh. So that's four lives lost in a relatively short time. That's the first issue. But then secondly, there is the poor road surface in parts, and the fact that you can't see a lot of the signs because they're completely obliterated by vegetation. And then the third issue, which is a wider issue for the whole A429 and the Cotswolds stretching up to Moreton, is the fact that at certain times, peak times and holiday times, there is gridlock around Stowe and Moreton in particular. So you have these three big issues. And it was really as a result of all these things sort of coming to a head that I decided enough is enough. And really, we need some firm action and an action plan from the council to do something about it.
You talk about the state of the road. Okay, yeah, potentially that might, yeah, a bit of resurfacing where it might be needed. You could chop back some vegetation. But apart from those simple things, is there much that can actually be done? Because I'm sure that most of it could be down to the speed of the drivers, perhaps those that do know the road very well and they know perhaps where they could put their foot down. So isn't that more what actually needs to be done? And okay, those other things might do simple little things, but is it really that simple to sort out the problem?
Well, you know, none of these problems are simple, are they? But I would simply say, actually, with those, well, you refer to them as simple things. Actually, sometimes the simplest things are the best. I mean, the surface of the road is quite poor in parts. And, you know, when I drive it, and I know other people do the same, they tend to avoid the sort of the rough bits, the potholes, and you swing around a bit. And I think the other thing about the signage is actually, for those who don't know the area, they're getting to a roundabout or whatever, they don't know where they're going, they slam the brakes on. Those are things which can be hazardous. So put that to one side. The other things I'd like to see are the county council really just doing a proper survey of some of those more dangerous points. I mean, there are a couple of sort of very difficult bits of road, one north of Northleach and one halfway between Cirencester and Northleach called Foss Bridge, which is where the two accidents have happened. You know, and if anyone who knows sort of a Grand Prix will know that there's a sort of a racing corner called Eau Rouge and the Belgian Grand Prix, which swings around, and one of those parts of the A49 is just like that. And I would like to see the council just taking a step back and saying, is there anything that can be done about those crunch points, which, you know, things like crash barriers or whatever, just the layout of the road, the more meaningful things. And the other thing I would say as well is I would like to see some more active policing of some parts of that road, just to, you know, to actually show drivers that there is a speed limit and the speed limit's there for a reason.
It's one of those things that you think, yes, sometimes the mobile police vans could go there, whether there's the need for a fixed camera. It's also knowing about the time of day sometimes. I mean, one of the most recent accidents happened overnight, therefore I don't know as to how easy it would be, even sometimes for any form of speed enforcement to be working at that time. Is that a realistic thing? How easy might it be to try and get those sorts of people on board?
Well, yeah, I mean, you're right about, you know, police. The thing about policing, and I mean, to be honest with you, I'm not necessarily a fan of speed cameras. You know, in certain points where there's an accident record, perhaps, but I think it's about, you know, during the daytimes in particular, and some of the sort of light evenings, it's just seeing a bit more obvious policing. I don't see much roads traffic policing at all in the Cotswolds. They tell me it's not a priority for them compared to other things. Well, I would sort of dispute that, and I think a lot of residents would too, is, you know, that there can be some active policing. It shows drivers then that the police could be out, and therefore, you know, you reduce your speed. Overnight is a different thing, and you're never going to stop people deciding to drive over the speed limit. You can't have 24/7 enforcement. But what you can have is measures to improve safety on the road, which, come back to the point I made before, is getting the county council just a step back, looking at the road technically to see if there's anything further that can be done just to make the thing a bit safer in parts.
Thank you so much for joining us on the programme this morning. That's Paul Hodgkinson, the councillor for Boughton. He's the one who's wanted to make the A429 a priority.